2 days after the storm, Toro opened the disaster relief clinic and have so far taken on more than 300 clients. The vast majority of them are for insurance claims. In many cases, homeowners are being offered 50 cents on the dollar for their property loss. Ben Rajat, who runs the clinic, says this is because of a perfect storm of events involving a complex claims process, tens of thousands of claims, and a one-year deadline to get it all done.
The insurer's burden is ultimately put back onto the policyholder, onto the homeowner, to figure out why they haven't been paid the amount of money that they're owed.
Calculating property loss involves software with some 20,000 different options for evaluating a claim. If an overworked adjuster missed a few options, it could end up costing the homeowner. But to challenge it, they need to submit a supplemental claim with FEMA. This not only takes time and expertise to produce, but insurance companies need time to review it. In the meantime, the one-year deadline approaches, and the only way to stop it is with litigation. Rochot says so far only a handful have started that process, but he expects many more to file soon.
You know, over 10 months out, and most of the people I'm dealing with haven't been paid fully yet, even with the supplement. That process is pending. The other reason why you're going to wind up in federal court is even if that supplement is paid, it might not be paid in a way that's full and fair.
Rochot has focused his clinic's efforts toward low-income and elderly clients, but he advises those who've hired their own consultants to be wary of the one-year deadline is open to interpretation, and claimants should move quickly. Charles Lane, WSHU News.